Three, the UIC Urban Education Leadership Program sought to achieve two outcomes. First, to provide principals who could dramatically improve student learning in high-need urban schools. And second, to demonstrate how higher education would and could be a change agent in the training of leadership for our nation's high schools. According to the evaluations of this program, data clearly demonstrate that this program, as a consequence of its unique training intervention, results in positive impact on ACT scores, retention, and graduation rates in our high schools. We were honored to have so many dignitaries from the Chicago Public Schools present. And again, Chairman Kennedy offered words of wisdom on how this university is very committed to the advancement of an agenda that promotes better outcomes for children in our urban schools. During this entire academic year, we will be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the merger between the University of Illinois Medical Center and the University of Illinois at Chicago Circle, which created UIC. Everyone, you have a cookie. This is a 30th anniversary cookie, so please enjoy. Three leaders from the past joined us, President Emeritus Stanley Eikenberry and James Stuckel, along with Chancellor Emeritus Donald Langenberg. I have an excerpt of that conversation as we reflected upon the history of the University of Illinois Chicago.
Great cities deserve great public universities, and it was truly a profound decision when the leadership of this state and this city decided to create this campus of the University of Illinois. And this campus brings together students from an incredible array of backgrounds. It is literally creating the society of the future, and it's providing the future leaders with the kinds of experiences that will allow them to function effectively within this society.
But the drive behind this was to change the positioning of the University of Illinois in metropolitan Chicago. Did we succeed on that? I think so. It changed the campus concept of who it was and who it could become.
UIC is a rich institution. It's rich because of the strength of diversity, cultural diversity within Chicago, the strength of the cultural differences among institutions, and altogether a remarkable diversity that brings strength.
We had three things we had to do, in my view. One, we needed a better relationship with Mayor Daley. Two was, we had to get a relationship with corporate Chicago. But the most important thing that we did, in my view, was we took the land grant concept that we talked about, that everyone has talked about here, and we applied it to the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Thank you. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Teresa Eagleson, State Medicaid Director, and Ann Patla, Chief Executive of the UIC Medicaid Support Services Program. They're going to take 4 minutes of your time to update you on a new partnership. Notice I said 4 minutes. I understand.
Yes, thank you. We had dress rehearsal last night. Good morning, Chairman Kennedy, trustees, President Easter, chancellors. Thank you, Chancellor Alamirs. We're going to do a very brief overview of what I think is a really exciting and new relationship with the state Medicaid agency right here. She's also a double alum of the University of Illinois, which is all good. Essentially, the new relationship is about actually helping the state Medicaid agency administer the program through some choppy waters over the next several years in terms of transforming the entire Medicaid program. You've all heard probably enough about last spring session in terms of passing the SMART Act. There are 62 initiatives just in that one act which the Medicaid agency is going to have to implement. They came to the university asking for faculty expertise. One of the programs, I'm not sure if Dean Bauman is in the audience. If you are there, raise your hand. There he is. I'll give you a very real example of how this is intended to work and how this is actually going to grow. Besides national prominence, there are only 5 to 6 other states who have this kind of a relationship with their Medicaid agency, and we're one of the 6. Dean Bauman and his staff have implemented a program to help the state with the SMART Act called Prior Approval medication limits, etc.